This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So what they do is they take pure tyranny and they repackage it as trending. Hillary's now putting out sickening ads with women in the military saying Russia is homophobic. We're going to take them on. I'm not joking. I've got the article right here saying hashtag draft our daughters. Make them slaves and make them be conscripted in the military. How liberal. Let's feed them directly into meat grinders. This is the state truly wedding our daughters, our women in front of us. Completely taking them away and selling it as a status symbol. You won't need free college because you'll be dead in the doornail. Because I'm sending your kids to war. Oh, you found out those college degrees are worthless? Don't worry, sweetheart. Put on that helmet and Jenny comes marching home again. Hurrah, hurrah. When Jenny comes marching home again. Hurrah, hurrah. I mean, this is, and it goes into, we're going to take on the uninclusive Russian. All the liberals are like, yeah, yeah, war. Yeah, we'll show them. I mean, it's, and then all the weird liberals like defending radical Islam and mutilating women. I mean, this is a fruitcake group, folks. That story, draft our daughters, pro or Hillary faces backlash over female draft. Remember, Rahm Emanuel said we're going to have a national draft for everybody. National conscription. But it's liberal. See, it's liberal because he said so. And if he says it's liberal, it's liberal. I mean, they control reality. Rahm Emanuel is my God. He hops around like the Joker. He's a male ballerina. So it's okay. It's all these weird fruitcakes, man. But hey, maybe we're worse than them because you know, these globalists run our lives. Obama. Michael Moore running around with six bodyguards and we can't own guns. I mean, just shut up, you hypocritical piece of crap. I'm going to keep going a little bit here with Gucciardi, so I'm going to get your call. Shannon in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just have to say I am so honored to even make it through your calling line. I am a first-time caller. I've been listening to you forever. You're amazing. Thank you for all you do.
Well, you're sweet. What do you think of the whole Hillary thing?
Oh, my God. Listen, I am streaming it live on CNN right now because apparently, according to the reporters on the Clinton News Network, they're saying that she did not have Wi-Fi on her plane. And so I guess when this news broke, she was coming into this campaign stop in Iowa. She's speaking now, but they're not really letting you hear what she's saying. So what I'm trying to figure out
is, well, of course, that's their cover. That's their cover. It's because it's not all perfectly scripted, so they don't know what to do. And so that's what they always, in fact, I was saying, oh, her speech is going right now. I said, what is she saying? And they said, nothing about this. And I said, well, of course she's not, because she never responds. She never responds when she's hit with the proof. She just sits there and smiles.
Yeah, and it's that creepy Joker smile that you talk about all the time. But what I'm trying to figure out is, A, what does this really mean for the Trump campaign? I mean, obviously it's huge. Everybody knows this. I mean, but two, what I'm trying to figure out is what made Comey make this sudden flip? Why all of a sudden is he reopening?
I'll tell you why. Monday it came out that they said, we got to scrub this. We got to cover it up. The president was communicating. He's been caught lying. She's been caught lying. We have them. I mean, it's open and shut. It's like finding a dead woman in the back of some guy's car. The cops pull you over because you're speeding. And they see blood, so they pop the back of the truck, probable cause, and there's a dead body. And then they find a video camera in the front of the car with video of the guy killing the woman. What's that called? Open and shut. Open and shut. This is so open and shut, it's probably the definition of open and shut. And then all the absconding and the lying and the cover-ups and just all these other felonies. So she is completely devastated, and all the arrogant, crazy narcissist, control freak, mainstream media people just kept betting and betting and betting and betting and believing because there were just thousands of reporters lying for her, that gave them some cloak of invisibility. All it did was show them all as the lockstep little creatures they are.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless. Pick picks and get connected today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
5505. From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Hillary.
Tell your children not to walk my
way. Yeah, tell your children not to walk my way. Then what do? They walk my way. Yeah, mother.
Mother!
I'm gonna take your daughter out tonight.
Stop for a while. Can you have a proper wedding world?
Oh, mother.
Mother!
Gonna take your daughter out tonight.
Gotta show her.
Fuck, I've been talking about banging heads with the New World Order all day. Why not just play this song? Not about to see Lucifer's light. All right, I want to go to Anthony Gucciardi. He's going to be hosting the shower in a moment. I'll continue with your calls. Melvin, Jason, Frank, Ivy, Chris, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Again, the woods are lovely, dark, and deep. This election is amazing, but I've got miles to go before I sleep. I've got to. I'm going to follow a bunch of special reports right now. I'm going to get in there and shoot some videos promoting the most important ad of the campaign season, just an ad trying to stop World War III. It's not even political. It's going viral right now on Infowars.com. And the title of the video is this viral video. has Hillary running scared. So that's up on Infowars.com right now. And I really want to ask folks to get that video and send it to everybody you know. I'd like it to have 20 million views between our Facebook channel and our YouTube channels. It's got like 1,200,000 last time I checked an hour ago. That's great. We should do this, like, post it to Paul's Facebook, too. He gets a lot, like 3 or 4 million views on a lot of those videos. So we should do it, like, on different people say, yes, we are posting the link to the YouTube on Facebook. No, no. Post it on Facebook video. See, I'm not here hiding proprietary secrets. I want people to win the fight against globalists. Mainstream media will do something like post a video one place, find out what has the biggest monetization on it, because I care less about making money on this. It's negligible. It's about stopping World War III. And then they'll just obsess over one video they promote the most. I've found it's best to put it on a bunch of platforms, and then it only makes it bigger. And so this video needs to go on Paul's Facebook, not just my Facebook, and not just his YouTube and my YouTube. We need it everywhere. We need it on every channel we've got. Need to copy it to your channel. Need to get it out to everybody, because that's the whole list of subscribers you've got that are going to be seeing this. And every little bit really has a giant effect. I mean, I wish. Probably even put out a version that doesn't have InfoWars on it. So maybe other talk show hosts would use it and play it. I just want to stop the globalist. That's the goal here. Now, I want to play a few minutes of Trump as he was about to give a speech just an hour ago, hour and 15 minutes ago, in New Hampshire, learning that the FBI was going back after Hillary. And then I'll hand the baton to Anthony after we play about 5-6 minutes of this clip. And then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Lord willing, because you never know what's going to happen with the way they're coming after free speech. But I got to tell you, Anthony, we're going to skip this break so you have more time to play this clip and then come back and take calls. But we've been just talking during the breaks and stuff, because your office is right by the TV studio here in the office, larger office. We're not just hype-driven. I mean, as you know, people that just get excited over nothing. We can feel it. We can see it. Everything Hillary is doing turns to crap. But we really should be concerned, because they are going to pull out all the stops now. The problem is they've already pretty much pulled out all the stops propaganda-wise, and I don't even get off on it because it's so dangerous, but watching all these chicken-neck traitors that have worked for the system and are just, they're hired because they're empty yes-men and women. They're hired because they're narcissists. They're hired because they're dishonorable. They're hired because they're followers. They're hired because they're cowards. And just to watch this army of scum flaying around, flopping around, waddling around, twisting in the wind is justice.
It doesn't take much to look at the headlines and realize that the system, the so-called establishment, whatever you want to say, right, has lost its mind. It's gotten so brazen, but at the same time so weak, the news media corporations don't even care anymore. Like some of these headlines we could just read off, and it sounds like it's so outlandish it couldn't be true. Like they just kicked Russia off the UN Human Rights Council, but then they reelected Saudi Arabia. Okay, Saudi Arabia, where if females talk to men they're not related to, they get lashed or they could be dismembered. Okay, Saudi Arabia, where women can't drive. Saudi Arabia, where women are basically treated like dogs, and if you drink alcohol, you could be sentenced to 50 lashes or you could be killed. But Russia's removed from the UN Human Rights Council. And not that Russia's even so great or anything.
That is huge news. I didn't know that. It was so crazy to put, well, I mean, they're angels compared to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. China, everybody's on it. I mean, it's total cuckoo land. That's what I'm saying. Total, what do you think of Bloomberg coming out and saying, yeah, all these cities let illegals vote and states are passing laws, but Trump's insane. It doesn't exist. Actual articles in the first two paragraphs contradicting themselves.
Well, you know what the best response is? When you're beaten in an argument, okay, instead of using logic or reason, which is not how this country operates anymore, never, 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 you just say, that's not the case at all. That's not the case at all. Just like Obama says, there's the election rigging. The elections are totally flawless. There's nothing wrong with
Obama. Obamacare. Obamacare's free.
It's free.
There's no penalties for that.
Well, anything can be anything when you say it like that, right? So you could even say, like, wow, it seems like maybe Obamacare doesn't work.
Works great.
It's the ultimate answer to anything when you actually can't respond to something. You just say the biggest lie ever, and then what happens is there's like a margin where people fall in, where if you say, for example, I'm a huge pink elephant, but someone else says, that guy's not a pink elephant, the truth, people just mentally, psychologically say, well, somewhere in the middle. right? So
yeah, well, I'm talking about that British psychological warfare manual I read years ago. It said that, like, if we've killed 4,000 people in a village, we just announced 10 were killed, and once the real number comes out, people will average it down.
Yeah, it's they just say, well, no one's so crazy they'd lie so deeply about something, so it must be half true. Like,
you're kind of looking like a pink elephant all of a sudden.
I am a pink elephant, actually. No, that's 100% true, and if anyone disagrees with that, they're wrong.
They're racist.
They're racist against pink elephants because that's how I identify and that's how I feel. And if you're going to disagree with me, I'm just going to say, no, I am a pink fluffy elephant. And in fact, when you touch me, it feels like clouds. And that's real life. That's all true.
And Hillary's a beautiful woman.
She is beautiful. She's Miss America and Miss Universe.
We were saying that. We'd be like North Korea and say, she makes the sun shine, the clouds. I mean, they're only a few steps away from that.
Maybe she's the big pink elephant that feels like clouds. I don't know.
I am worried, though, because there's this new tactic where they've got articles about me every day that just literally have quotes I never said.
Well, that's one way to do it, right? Or the best is also when they take something to attack someone, or they'll take something to attack you or something, and they'll mix it up and stuff. And it's like, it's obviously mixed up. It's you're being funny. Like, it's humorous. Like, you get it. You're in on the joke. It's not even
Trump charging into a goblin's nest.
Kissing goblins.
Goblins vomit. Catch him in bed with a goblin.
That video has 8 million views. I think it's great. I love that video. I think that is
Yeah, well, the trolls beautiful. Love it because we don't mind being made fun of. We think it's funny.
You laugh at
it. But then they're like, national news, look at him crazily talking about goblins. It's a 20-minute rant edited down to 10 seconds.
As if you're sitting here talking about goblins. But the best is, no, everyone already knows what you're talking about. They're listening. They're listening right now. They're on the websites, right? So it's not like they always act like, oh, he's some internet guy that no one knows about. Look, he's talking about goblins. Like, no, people already know what you're talking about. They're listening. That's the whole point.
I was likening Hillary and the people as goblins. And I was thinking, if he has to hire a few politicos to get in, as long as he isn't, you know, charging into goblins' nest, kissing goblins, goblins vomit, catch him in bed with a goblin. You know, as long as he doesn't end up getting in bed with goblins, don't we get the metaphor?
I totally get it. I love it. I say charge into a goblin's nest all day long.
They say goblins are actually the funnest, you know, when the light's off, so.
And once again, not only am I a pink elephant, I have personal experience in that realm as well, and no one can debate that.
Well, you identify as a goblin.
I do, a pink elephant / goblin, whenever I choose. It depends on my mood. And you know what?
I think we should put in bathrooms for elephants. If somebody identifies as an elephant,
they get a huge trough. Like an elephant room. You know what's funny, though? We're joking around, we're being silly, we're being facetious, but this is the same logic that is supposedly serious, right?
By the way, can you guys Google baby elephant getting kissing goblin in a child swimming pool? Can you guys go to YouTube? Baby elephant climbing into swimming pool. And it's trying to get in. I always want to play this clip and say, this is Hillary Clinton trying to get out of the email mess, or this is how easy Obamacare is to work. You see the little baby elephant trying to get the deal?
Yeah. You know what else is funny, too? So you think, oh, this is weird. That Biden video you did that I want to play at some point today in this hour?
Oh, yeah, he's talking about wants to beat up Trump.
Talks about, like, how dare he talk about women like that. I want to bring him behind the gym and beat him up. And then it's all just videos just from one little thing, one little event of him just acting so creepy and weird with these little girls.
And then
girls.
Asking 12-year-old girls out on dates, and the mothers are actually, like, pushing him away.
Look at him smelling their hair, though. It's so bizarre. It's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, if your girlfriend wasn't in a good mood, she wouldn't like you doing this to her.
Well,
this is like literal sexual advances. And the problem is there's hours of them. All he does is just grab these little girl. He runs at them.
And he goes, he's like smelling her hair, and then he goes in for a kiss. Like he's like contemplating the kiss. He's like smelling the hair, and then you can tell him. You can see when he makes a decision, he like goes in to kiss, and then the girl's like, the girl like.
And he says to the mother, "I'd like to date your daughter."
And he's like, "Let me get a one with her alone." And they're all like, ooh, she's like 8 years old, 10 years old. I don't know how old she is.
Oh, this is so creepy.
Super weird.
Dude, if some guy was doing that to my daughter, I'd punch him right in the nose.
Well, he's going to beat up Trump, so.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's a ball.
I'm so sick of these wannabe gangsters. I guarantee you, that guy, man, getting the boxing ring with him, I mean, when he was young, whatever, it'd be a joke.
Piece
of crap.
I still think we should do a boxing event with you and another contender. All money goes to charity. I think people would love to watch
that. You'll get my ass kicked, probably.
No, I don't know.
I'll get a trade punches with Weldon. I'm old now. I can't do it. Anyways. All right, we're going to skip this break. I want to play this Trump clip. You take over. I know you have that other one of Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Biden. Biden caught groping little girls. I mean, you can't make this up. The White House has all these top rappers singing songs at the White House about raping women. And then Michelle's all cracking with, Trump, the tape, I'm scared, I'm scared.
It's non-logic. Remember I played that one song for you? It's literally, like, about date raping girls and stuff. And here's the thing, though. They make such a big deal. And oh, geez, everything is so horrible. It must be politically correct, blah, blah. And then they invite these people to the White House. It's a big joke.
Well, I want to know who wants a woman passed out when they're having sex with them. It's kind of like these Muslims that want 40 virgins. Sounds like a freaking nightmare. I mean, who wants, it does show these arrested development. These guys like, I get the champagne, put the molly in. They don't know what I did. Do what I did the next day. You know, it's like, bitch, slap, ho, boom. They're like, oh, you're so liberal.
But look, it's one thing if those rappers want to rap about that and like rap about killing cops or whatever. Great. They can do like, cool. That's your thing.
Yeah, they don't run around going, you're so upset about Trump, which they actually have rappers do.
You can't have it both ways. If you're going to listen to like, I'll listen to some so-called, you know, lewd music, whatever. I'm not going to listen to that music, though, and then say, oh, my God, did you say a curse word? How dare you? It's the weird, illogical, like, unreasonable thing where they praise it and invite those people to the White House, but then act like they're going to cry when they heard something.
Oh, no, I mean, Michelle Obama with the fake cracking the voice, I can't sleep, I'm scared, Trump.
Meanwhile,
both their daughters are there with the big fat goblin, speaking of real goblin, talking about a goblin nest, Rick Ross shaking their asses at the White House with him going, I rape bitches down with the hose. Michelle's shaking her ass.
It's like a comedy special. It's not even that we're being funny. It's just funny. You know what I mean? Like, it's not real life. It's so weird and fake. And then people act like they're so upset. Like, Michelle was, she was crying.
No, Glenn Beck said it was the most powerful speech ever. See, I told you. Now I'm going to go on NPR right now and be the apologist for conservatism. I guess it is time to turn the guns in.
She was heartbroken at the mistreatment. They had no idea that people spoke like that, that they talked about women in that way. As the song is about date raping women, giving them ecstasy so that they don't know they're having sex and they're knocked out in their alcohol and then, like, orgasming in them. It's like, oh, Trump said these words.
Like, have you heard Beyonce? She's so wonderful. And it's all the same stuff, 50 times worse than Trump. And then Trump's recorded, secretly edited, and make a big deal out of it. And they go, he's put this on TV for girls to hear.
But here's the
They're the
part.
Ones putting it on TV.
Exactly. And they're the ones pushing that stuff in the White House. I don't care if there's rappers that want to rap about that stuff. Great. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, how dare they say these things? I mean, this is real life, right? But to propose that they're amazing, but anyone else they disagree with that says anything, oh, they're going to cry. So fake, so scripted. It's like a play. It's like an elementary school play where you just kind of clap along like, oh, yeah, good job, you know. But it's so obvious, and they don't even play the roles, and they just say things like, it's just great. Nothing's happening. It's totally fine. I mean,
well, we've got the videos of Biden perving out, so I'm going to let you get to that, get to these other calls coming up. But right now, here is Trump, as he learned, right as he gave a speech, the FBI has reopened the investigation, which just shows that the public knows what's happening. They can't get away with it. The new smoking gun evidence has come out in the WikiLeaks, and this is huge, to quote Trump. Here it is.
I need to open with a very critical breaking news announcement. The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation. Reopening the case into her criminal and illegal conduct that threatens the security of the United States of America.
Anybody thinks this movement's going away?
is on a scale we have never seen before. We must not let her take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office. I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made.
Makes you wonder what led them to do that.
This was a grave miscarriage of justice that the American people fully understood. And it is everybody's hope that it is about to be corrected. So that is a big announcement that I heard 10 minutes ago. And I guess, obviously, most of you folks have heard about. And in all fairness, for all of the people that have suffered for doing so much less, including just recently, four-star General James Cartwright, General Petraeus, and many others, perhaps finally justice will be done.
I don't think anyone's mentioned, earlier Alex broke this, that the Twitter of the individual that was apologetic and saying Hillary did nothing wrong, there was no emails that were bad in any way, who I guess worked for her, he deleted all his tweets.
The rest of my speech is going to be so boring. Should I even make the speech? We will talk about borders, right? We will talk about trade. We'll bring back our jobs. We'll strengthen our military. And let's get going, okay?
That's the great Golden Toad.
General Flynn is a great general, and I want to thank you for being here.
Hello, Rings Al-Qaeda. You need to try to cover that up. Didn't work, did it? Because you people are idiots.
Before General Flynn was going up, we heard this news. I said, General, get up there and keep them busy. We want to digest what just happened here. Thank you, General. In 11 days, we are going to win New Hampshire.
By the way,
the
when they fired
of my
for exposing it 2 years ago. How much they hate the fact that Flynn basically runs the campaign.
To win back the White House.
Foreign Defense Intelligence. Basically the Army. I mean, Anthony, it's so good to see finally America's instincts kick back in, and these criminals that have hijacked the nation are crapping their pants. When you see Hillary climb up in the plane today, she looked like a rat going on board. I mean, she was just stumbling around, looked like she was half dead. I mean, the weakness of this demon.
The boiling point has been reached 100%. Listen to how mad those people are in the audience. That is how everyone feels in this entire country. Whether or not you even want to ascribe it to each individual candidates or whatever, this has been happening for a long,
Hillary's
long,
out
long
to get
time.
Us. She's a piece of filth.
The system.
She
the
admits she hates America and prosperity and guns and everybody. She hates black people. She hates Hispanics. She hates whites. She hates poor people. She's a piece of filth.
We all bought into the lie at one point in our life, and now as a collective, though, the country is literally saying, oh, my God, it's been a lie the entire time.
And I'll tell you, I'm not bragging, but I'm not proud. I have a feeling of intense satisfaction, not completion, but if they got me now, you know, I feel like I've fulfilled my true mission because I know, and the enemy knows, they admit it, our resistance, what we've done, breaking down the enemy's operations is the heart of every core resistance operation now. And to see it duplicating now, it's fantastical, Anthony. I mean, I don't care about big buildings or money or jet airplanes. I really care about stomping these globalists, and God is delivering.
It's kind of like in a medieval siege when you've got the castle, and the castle's being defended, and that's the system, and you have the battering rams, and somebody's got to push the battering rams, and they get shot by the archers, and the arrows are flying everywhere and stabbing, hitting people, and there's blood everywhere, and they're dying. But somebody's still got to push the battering ram up to the gates, because if those gates don't get open, then nothing's going to work.
Exactly. The Trinities keep thinking I'm getting beaten because I'm full of arrows. They don't get I know what I'm doing.
You're bashing down the
We're
gate,
ramming
man.
This son of a bitch down, and I'm telling you, those doors are falling right now. They're on fire. The enemy is beginning to turn and run. Let's just hope they don't fail forward and launch a big war. Anthony, take over on the other side. We'll show incredible footage of the pervert vice president. How dare him attack Trump? He is a pervert filth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
Seems like the FBI, now that I think about it, actually always waits till Friday to announce things to do with Hillary Clinton's emails. Nonetheless, it's still a big story. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff before the closing of the final fourth hour today on this Friday edition. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, honored to be invited to host the program. We're talking about how the UN Human Rights Council voted out Russia but reelected Saudi Arabia, where, again, if you're a woman and you talk to a man you're not related to, well, you could get your arms cut off and get lashed. And if you drink alcohol, you know, you could get lashed as well. If you drive a car as a female, except for southern certain areas, like certain provinces and stuff, that is almost a fatal sentence. But Human Rights Council, they're good. Saudi Arabia gets to be reelected. Russia's out. Not that Russia's amazing anything, but Saudi Arabia, right? Of course, because there's funding there and things like that. We're also going to play this Biden video shortly here, this weird, creepy Biden video. And the truth is that it's not even about, like, look, Trump and his people are very smart because they see the fact that the boiling point has been reached and people are pissed off, right? Now, Biden can go and act all weird and creepy with literally little girls, like, sniffing their hair and stuff. It's just weird. And I guess no one's concerned about that. Because what happens is when you're on the side of the political correctness system and you're on the side of, like, always acting like you're upset by everything and just playing, it's a fake act, then you can kind of get away with more things, right, when you act so offended by everything. But the truth is, in real life, that doesn't matter, right? So it is still creepy when Biden is, like, literally trying to kiss little girls and they're, like, pushing away from him, and this is just at one event. So we're going to play that, too. First, I want to remind you, on InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce, 25% off. It's ending this weekend, if we even have enough to go to Sunday. So 25% off is a pretty unprecedented amount. I mean, it's been at least, what, several months, 6 months since it's been that rate. And, of course, it is selling out. So BrainForce is, in my view, the best nootropic out there. It has prescription ingredients from Europe. As in Europe, they are designated as prescription. They're not here. You can get them in the BrainForce formula. And it really, really works. And what I mean by that is it's clean. As in, if I take two BrainForce, I feel more alert. I feel like I can speak more clearly. I feel like I'm more apt to want to go ahead and do things like, you know, host the show right now, right? So it really works for me and a bunch of people throughout the world. There's thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. Check it out at InfoWarsLife.com. And also, storable food is 30 to 40% off. Who knows what's going to happen in the world, and it's always good to have some storable food. It lasts 25 years, so there's really no loss there. It's a great investment. And if it doesn't, if in 24 years you decide you don't need it, you can cook it and you can eat it. So it's just basically going to the grocery store except a long-term investment. That's all at InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out. Now, what I want to do is I want to go to this Biden video. Now, again, this is one of those things where it's not even Trump versus Hillary. It's just real life versus completely insane. Just like the stories I've talked about today with the headlines, they are insane. The truth is that political correctness, so-called, you know, that thing we always talk about where how dare someone said something about a female? How dare someone said something? Blah, blah, blah. People acting like they're upset, using it as a form of domination, verbal domination, intellectual domination, thought control, as a way to kind of prop themselves up and make them feel like they're part of something, right? Well, Joe Biden goes and they do this whole act that they're so upset about what Trump said, which isn't good, by the way. Okay, not saying Trump said anything great or that he's even that great, but I'm saying they act all like they're crying and stuff, yet they're bringing rappers to the White House who talk about dosing up girls with MDMA and presumably date raping them. And then Biden is like, oh, I'm going to go beat him up because of his statements on women. Then he does the creepiest stuff ever, and this is just only in one event. So let's play this video. If we've got it queued
up. Creepy Joe Biden has hit a new low. Coming out saying because Trump talked about women throwing themselves at him 11 years ago, that he wants to take them behind the woodshed and basically beat him up.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym.
If we showed you all the footage of Joe Biden groping women and children, it would take 5 hours. Just at one campaign event, he gropes 8 different little girls where mothers even kind of come over and get between them. He tells little girls that he'd like to date them. We've all seen news reports at Disney World and stuff where people have gotten indicted for just touching on kids as cartoon characters. Joe Biden is doing it in front of everybody over and over and over again, and then has the nerve to imply that Donald Trump, who no one ever made these claims on until the campaign, is supposedly a pervert.
But what he said he did and does is a textbook definition of sexual assault.
Can I run with Jesse Long? Very good.
And think about this. But it's more than that. He said, because I'm famous.
Thank you.
Because I'm a star.
I can do things other people can't. What a disgusting assertion for anyone to make.
Here's the bottom line. No one we've ever seen in politics has even been halfway as creepy as Joe Biden with women and children. Unless you're talking about creepy Tim Kaine, who takes it to an even higher level.
Long before Tim Kaine was in office, he consistently protected the worst kinds of people. Lem Tuggle raped, sodomized, and murdered Jesse Geneva Havens after being paroled for murdering a 17-year-old girl. Tim Kaine defended him. Richard Lee Whitley sexually assaulted and murdered his elderly neighbor. Tim Kaine defended him. Outside Whitley's execution, Tim Kaine said, "Something personal in me will die with Whitley." Percy Walton brutally murdered three people. As governor, Tim Kaine commuted his sentence, citing concerns disproved by the courts. Jens Søren and his girlfriend murdered Derek and Nancy Haysom, stabbing them to death in their home. On his last day as governor, Tim Kaine tried to have Søren sent to Germany, where parole would have been possible in just 2 years. Tim Kaine. He has a passion for defending the wrong people. America deserves better.
And now we've got slimy, crooked Hillary slithering around at campaign events with only 10 days out from this big election, with Michelle Obama squeezing and hugging on kids. And I actually have a pang of anxiety when I see this snake coming over to a child, because I know how she's funded the most radical Islamists to sexually mutilate millions of young girls in Africa and in the Middle East, and how Uma Abedin, that she stays with in the same hotel rooms, mother, is the top Islamic scholar pushing mutilation of young women, having their genitals cut off, and how she backs ISIS and Al-Qaeda involved in all this persecution and murder of hundreds of thousands of Christians. It's just so crazy to realize what a group of freaks we're actually dealing with. But then it only gets worse. We've got at the White House famous rappers that talk about date rape in their lyrics and drugging women and raping them, and who talk about cop killing at the White House with their children in these big concerts they put on. So publicly saying rape women is good. Trump jokes about women throwing themselves on him and how he could do whatever he wanted. That's the end of the world and horrible for children. But they're doing something 100 times worse on television in our faces and then telling us how evil Donald Trump is. The truth is, Hillary and the Clintons, along with the Bushes, have been raping this country far too long, and the sleeping giant is awakening.
I can do things other people can't.
So you know what? Perfect example. It amazes me and concerns me that people don't seem to understand. The people that really, really think that all these individuals are just pure of heart, and they're so upset by these comments that Trump made, or so upset by whatever it is that they're claiming to be upset by. I mean, it's worse than House of Cards. If you've seen House of Cards, Frank Underwood, Kevin Spacey, one of the greatest actors of all time, perfectly gets it down to a science. Just imagine a politician sitting there just literally examining to the downright statistics of what to wear for that given performance. This is many of them, right? With their event, like, oh, if I wear this type of blue, psychologically it makes this difference. Or the female saying, if I, you know, do my hair this way, right? They're just 100% concerned about how I can weaponize something to use against the other candidate or use to get my support up or whatever. Does anyone really think that Biden was just so upset? Like, he just was going to cry because he was so concerned by those statements. I mean, even at the most base level, unless you live under a rock, okay, let's pretend you are just like this pure of heart person that somehow managed to become the vice president of the United States or president or whatever. Like, you're such a pure hearted person. You never had to deal with any corruption. None of that existed. Like, you never had to do anything to get to that point just because you're so pure. Even going to the movies, even reading the news, you should be aware of these things. You should be aware that people talk like this just existing on this planet. I've heard a bazillion worse things said just walking down the street, okay, to where I'm not going to get triggered by something like that. Is it good? No. Is it great that people say these things? No. Okay? I say horrible things sometimes, too, as a joke or when I'm not really meaning it truly in my heart, right? People say crap all the time. So these politicians, the most disturbing part isn't even that that they pretend all of this. It's that they get up there and weaponize things and people think it's real. It is totally crazy. It's just like, you know, we talk a lot about Russia, and it's because of the fact that they're just everything is about Russia now. All the news is like Russia is going to do all these horrible things. Now, this is a great article. I was talking about talking to Mikhail Phelan, who is a writer for InfoWars.com, and we talked about this before it happened. In this article, NBC News, Payback, Russia Gets Hacked Revealing Putin Aid Secrets. A Ukrainian group calling itself Cyber Junta has released more than a gigabyte of emails and other material from the office of one of Vladimir Putin's top aides that show Russia's fingerprints all over the separatist movement in Ukraine. Now, I'm proud of NBC News for saying payback question mark. So the concept that Russia went in and did the DNC leaks, right? Who knows who it was, whatever. But the concept that the U.S. is not going to retaliate or do some type of attack on Russia cyber warfare-wise is absurd. There's so much going on at all times. There's so much interplay that we don't know about. There's so much that it's basically sometimes it leaks out. Like sometimes we see the little tentacles of the octopus, and we are delusional if we think that 95% of the things that go on are not kind of like inside baseball interplay within the political systems. I mean, it's absurd. You can even watch like basic YouTube documentaries about donor parties and the politicians going to these people's houses, billionaires' houses, and they're like, well, we would never ask them to do anything for us. I just watched one of those on HBO the other night, the billionaire donors giving millions and millions of dollars to whoever candidate, right? And then saying, well, I just give it to them, like a really bad scripted speech. I just give them $5 million because I really just, and they like look away, all the indicators of lying. They're like, because I believe in them in my heart. And they're like, well, you would never gain anything from giving them $5 million. They wouldn't, you know, help you financially in any way. No way. You know, it's just so obvious. It's such a rigged system. It's a joke. It is pathetic. And it is absurd to me that people believe it's real. Or, at the same time, they just say everything's good to fit in with those systems. I have friends that are business owners, very successful. I have friends from Silicon Valley. I have friends from multiple different angles. And they all see this for the truth. And there is growing movements beyond just the so-called awake, so-called people in the know, right? There's people that you wouldn't even ever suspect that get all of this, that see all of this, like I think most people do. But they're starting to get so upset by it, like they're starting to get so upset by the political correctness BS, or they're starting to get so upset seeing these headlines every day that are just so absurd, that even the Silicon Valley who individuals you would say they're so liberal, whatever. Let me just tell you, most of those people are just acting like they're okay with all the things going on because they don't want to screw up their financial ties. People like Peter Thiel represent a large percentage of Silicon Valley executives and individuals. Not necessarily that they even support Trump, but that they're just tired of all of this, right? They're just tired of all of it. And the big, big names that aren't saying anything are just afraid, because if you go against the establishment system, of course, you're going to get backlash, right? But that is the whole point of this fight. I mean, why even do anything if you're not going to do something with meaning, right? Why even take a stand for anything if you're not going to do what you truly believe? It is the epitome of going against your purpose. And I'm not sure what we're showing up on screen, Russia there, but let's talk about that again for a second here. Russia loses UN Human Rights Council place, Saudi Arabia reelected. So to get into this one, truly an amazing headline. The 47 places on the council are distributed on a regional basis, with staggered ballots seeing a third of the body reelected each year. Russia had finished its three-year term and was running against Hungary and Croatia for the two available seats from Eastern Europe. With Hungary far ahead, Croatia received the votes of 114 of the 193 member countries, and Russia was selected on 112 ballots. Saudi Arabia sailed through the Asian ballot with 152 votes and will represent the region on the UNHRC alongside China, Japan, and Iraq for the next 3 years. China's great, too. South Africa, Rwanda, Egypt, and Tunisia were chosen from the African group. Cuba and Brazil from Latin America and the Caribbean, and the U.S. and U.K. will represent Western Bloc, which compromises Western Europe and North America. So the 14 chosen members will be tasked with formulating the U.N.'s official position on conflicts occurring around the world, as well as the domestic policies of member states. And NATO is tasking Germany with protecting Lithuania and stationing tanks on the border to defend against Russia. Now, this is important to think about the concept of Saudi Arabia being a dignitary, a written authority on developing the United Nations official doctrine on how to deal and how to correspond with human rights, okay, and kicking Russia out. But Saudi Arabia gets 152 votes. Who are the 152 people that think it's okay that Saudi Arabia treats women like dogs? Because, you see, I'm for real human rights. I'm for real women's rights, as in giving them power to do what they want to do with their life and meaningful purpose, not chopping their arms off for talking to men that they're not related to. But once again, see, that's the insanity that most people realize, but they don't want to talk about because it's scary. It's scary to talk about things like that. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. A lot more to come. Stay tuned.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In 1814, we took a little trip along the
with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took
bring
a little beans
some,
and we caught the bloody
heavy metal music right here. So, all right, let's talk about this piece. Johnson & Johnson loses baby powder cancer case and awards a California woman $70 million per judge decision. And two other cases were rewarded $55 million and $72 million from women that are getting, according to this, reportedly ovarian cancer from baby powder. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about ex-Putin advisor's death in Washington hotel was a complete accident. He was found with extensive injuries in his hotel, and then it was an accident. And ISIS reportedly murders hundreds of Iraqi civilians as it defends Mosul. But first, I did want to remind you one final time, because it is Friday. This is the last segment of the show. It's last chance. InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce, 25% off mega sale is ending this weekend. As soon as it starts to really sell out, they're going to have to raise it back to full retail price, and it will be over. So now is your time. If you already have tried BrainForce, you like it, stock up. It's 25% off. It's pretty absurd. I pop at least two of those every morning. Makes me feel really good. I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. I like BrainForce instead. And I didn't even used to take anything like it. I actually kind of had an aversion to the idea at first. But once we started developing it and I tried it, I was like, oh, wow, I don't really feel speedy or anything like that. I just kind of feel focused and clear. And a lot of people seem to say the same thing, and there's a lot of five-star reviews about it. So InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce, 25% off, ending this weekend. And the storable food by InfoWars Select is 30 to 40% off, and once again, lasts 25 years. So if you decide in 24 years and 9 months and 2 days that you don't want to use it anymore because everything's peachy and everything's great, that's awesome. You can eat it, cook it up, give it to a homeless shelter. It's real food, so it's not like, you know, you have no use for it, even if you don't, you know, need it for an emergency, which hopefully you won't. But it's good insurance. It's like going to the grocery store for 25 years in case something happens. All right, let's get into some of this news. Johnson & Johnson loses baby powder cancer case. California woman awarded $70 million. So, St. Louis jury on Thursday awarded a California woman more than $70 million in her lawsuit, alleging that years of using Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, which everyone uses, by the way, caused her cancer, the latest case raising concerns about the health ramifications of extended talcum powder. Yes, talcum itself. The jury ruling ended the trial that began September 26th, and she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2012. We're pleased the jury did the right thing. They once again reaffirmed the need for Johnson & Johnson to warn the public of the ovarian cancer risk associated with this product. Earlier this year, two other lawsuits in St. Louis ended in jury verdicts with a combined $127 million. Two others in New Jersey were thrown out, and other individuals won. 2,000 women have filed lawsuits that were similar, and lawyers were reviewing thousands of other potential cases. So it's a serious deal. Yet, of course, no one talks about that. And Johnson & Johnson just pays off the fees and the fines and continues operations. So definitely want to investigate that. Now let's talk about this. Ex-Putin advisor death in Washington hotel and accident. This is what we were talking about when I say that 95% of things that go on, it's all interplay. It's all the politicians themselves with their little weird vendettas, and they're all like trying to screw everyone one over and like get ranked up, and there's little micro attacks happening and mega cyber attacks. U.S. officials say the death of a former Vladimir Putin advisor, his top one, whose body was found in Washington, D.C. with extensive injuries, was an accident. An acute ethanol intoxication was a contributory cause of his death. He was found alone in his DuPont Circle hotel room with blunt force injuries to his head, neck, torso, upper body, and lower extremities. Clearly, it was just an accident. See, that's why you read these headlines. It's so absurd. It's so crazy. So blatant and broad. All right. It has been an exciting fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, live. Lots more to discuss.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.